WJTL Brandon Heath, Whole Heart. Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday, 7:03 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, if you're going to the For King and Country show at the Giant Center tomorrow night, please be sure and stop by the WJTL table and say hello. We'll have giveaways and you can enter to win concert tickets. We hope to see you there.
Absolutely. Our very special guest today is Kristen Brewer, the creator and composer of You Are Seen. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We always love having you. And if I'm correct, you and Kaylin are dear friends.
They go way back.
But I think relationship goes beyond just friendship. Is there like babysitting involved?
Yeah, is there babysitting? She's basically an aunt. I mean, it's been a while.
Oh, for real?
She's been around the kids. But yeah, when I was trying to find a sitter for them, it was sort of a season of life. Needed someone specifically to like pick up, watch them after school.
Yeah.
And I think I reached out to you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it was because like somebody else couldn't do it. Not in a mean way, but like literally, like I think it was Sarah Mitchell couldn't do it. And I think she told you to text me or something
that. Something.
And I was so glad.
Because I taught you in conservatory.
Yeah.
And so that's how I got to know you anyway. And then we talked a little bit more and I'm like, you know what? She's exactly what Sam needs. Who's my oldest, is my 12-year-old. Because he can dish. And he's like, he's a sweet kid, but he's a little too smart for his own good.
Okay. He's so smart. It's crazy.
So Kaylin does sound good for that.
I was like, oh, she'll shut it down.
Yeah, and I love him. It was like the best because it was like all of the fun, not fun parts, but I guess fun parts. To me, it was fun. Like I got to pick him up from school and like take him to McDonald's, you know, like I got to like, and then hang out with him and play like Minecraft with him after school
after they finish
their homework, you know? So like, it was the best situation.
It was a good season.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you guys really know each other.
I don't think I realized all of that. She's watching my dog a lot.
So dog sitting, babysitting.
And friendship.
Wow. Yeah.
And friendship.
We should do the friendship part more though. Like actually, you know, just dinner, coffee.
I know. I love it.
Well, Kristen, it's obviously so great to have you here. You Are Seen. Now, this is a live album experience. Can you tell us a little bit about what You Are Seen is
about? So You Are Seen is sort of our, well, not sort of, it is our annual concert event. So we actually have, this would be our third annual concert event here at the Junction Center, Landis Hall. And so You Are Seen, it's a concert event built around a project that I started writing about 10 years ago, which is crazy, but called Scene. And so it is, it features a song from the perspective of a woman in the Bible, typically. So it's organized into different sets. So we have Scene in the Line. And so we have a song from the perspective of Eve all the way up to Elizabeth and Mary, because that set focuses on the women in the bloodline of Jesus. So some of the crowd favorites, if I can, is Tamar, Noah's wife, and then I'm trying to think. There's I said him. Yeah, Tamar, Noah's wife. I mean, all Leah.
My favorite is Leah. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's
the one.
I was like, there's another one out there.
Yeah.
Elizabeth and Mary is a fun one for Christmas. So anyway, that's a studio album. We have that out anywhere you listen to music. So we usually do that set, and then the really fun, the exciting part for me. Is that we get to record the second set this time around too. So we're going to be doing all of Scene in the Line for this event as well. But we're also going to do Scene Face to Face, which that has not been released as an album yet, but we love getting to perform it. We're super excited to capture it here. But that focuses on the women who met Jesus face to face. So we have like a song from the perspective of the woman at the well, Mary Magdalene, Martha, Mary of Bethany. Mm-hmm. Peter's mother-in-law has a song in there, Jairus's daughter, the bleeding woman. So the woman accused of adultery, and just seeing how really in all of these songs and all of these stories, how God enters into the story and shifts the ending. And really, I mean, I love the Bible. I love studying the Bible. I love thinking about the perspective of characters in the Bible. And it can be so easy to focus on like, okay, Eve, she's pretty well known, so we'll go with Eve. But it can be so easy to focus on Eve and what she experienced. And we do, but the point of every single story in the Bible is to show us who God is through their story.
Wow.
And their response to him, you know what I mean?
What
determines how it goes.
Yeah.
And so that, it challenges me anytime I work on Scene or write music for Scene. just challenges me to think about how am I engaging with God in my own story? Who is he telling me he is through these stories, and how can I live like I believe that? And so it's a unique way to do Bible study. That's what we always say about a scene event. It's a Bible study in concert.
That's really cool. So original music by you.
Yeah.
But this has been 10 years in the making. Yes. What has that process been like?
Yeah, it's wild. So the whole thing started, I actually was doing some house concerts for Christmas with Jacqueline and Josh Harnish. And they were like, hey, I'd done some musical theater writing at this point. So like, but really just comedic stuff. I wasn't writing at Sight and Sound yet. So I was doing more just like these one-off musical productions or little song cycles. And I mean, I'm funny.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Listen, yes.
I can be funny, and I'm a musical theater kid. So I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, so I could write some quirky things. But it was...
I can write some quirky things. That's really good.
Use that as your clip.
Absolutely.
I'm funny. No, but it was, they were asking for an original Christmas song. And so this is, it's such a weird pivot here, but my first instinct was, let's write one about zany elves that I can sing with Jacqueline, like Christmas Cookie, Gone Wrong, yes. So funny. And honestly, I was sitting and I was trying to write this dumb song, and it was dumb. It's okay. I can say that. And it just wasn't great, wasn't fulfilling. I was like, this is silly, whatever. And I was going through a Bible study at the time, and it was talking about the moment when Mary came to visit Elizabeth. And I was just so floored by the personal nature of God in that story, because you have two women who are going through such an insanely personal but overwhelmingly miraculous experience, and they're literally the only two people in the world that could possibly understand what the other one is going through. Mm-hmm. And so what God does is Gabriel shows up to Mary and he says, hey, you're gonna have the Son of God. Hey, your cousin Elizabeth is also pregnant. And Mary automatically knows what that means. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth is well beyond childbearing years. She's, obviously longed for a child. And so it would have been said that it's impossible for Elizabeth to get pregnant. So for Gabriel to say, hey, there's another impossible pregnancy happening in your family. She's bearing the forerunner. You're bearing the Messiah. And I'm giving you somewhere to go to be safe, to process, and to see my faithfulness play out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Right.
So he doesn't just call us. He equips us. And part of that equipping is community, are the people that we need. And so anyway, in the middle of this cosmic plot line that's playing out, he's still so personal.
Mm.
And that's like what the whole project is named for. Scene, it's Hagar in the desert. You are the God who sees me. She's literally abused, foreign. It had to be so bad, honestly, for her to run away the way that she did, mm-hmm. pregnant, willing to die in the wilderness. And God met her in her wilderness, and he gave her what she needed. And so he sent her back to them, right? But I can nerd out. I can go. If you need me
please,
to hit pause,
feel free.
Let me pause. But so he sends her back, but she can go back now knowing that the God who sees, which means knows, loves, considers, keeps, holds, protects, all of that, is with her, that he goes before her, he goes behind her, and he's with her now. And so she's walking back into that situation where she's very vulnerable, probably afraid, of course, angry, whatever. That's a messy story. I'm not going to get into all that this morning. But she can go back now knowing that he's with her and he's for her. And that's the first time outside of maybe the Cain and Abel story, maybe Noah, but that he appears individually, and that's who he appears to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty, yeah. So that's why I'm like, oh, so I bunny trailed. But the personal nature of God within the cosmic plot line.
Right.
And the way that he loves us so individually. And that comes through in the stories of these women. And yeah, several moments.
It's a powerful concept. It's one that it's hard to wrap our minds around immediately. But you guys are both involved in theater. Very talented at that as well. One of the coolest parts, I would imagine, is seeing that vision, seeing those concepts come to life. But for women who are watching this show, and for you, watching your vision come to life, is there impact in seeing yourself and the women on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think Yes. That's such a simple answer, but it's what's unique about this too. So there's definitely a theatrical route to scene because it is from the POV of a character, but it's done in concert. It's almost, it will feel more like a worship concert than it will feel like a mm-hmm. theater. Than a theatrical production.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's actually, we have some friends in the show who do theater, but for the most part, it's actually more worship leaders. So people who know how to lead a room. And so we always say when I'm directing it, it's like, guys, it's a nod to the character, but you're really leading the room to see themselves in the character.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And that's the goal.
Wow, that's cool.
And you will. When you come, you will see yourself in the character. I feel like that's, mm-hmm. no matter what season of life you're in, every single, because I've seen scene multiple times, mm-hmm. and every single time there's a different song that stands out based on the place that you're at in your life at the time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, please come and please be welcome and like open to whatever the Lord is going to show you through mm-hmm. each character, because that's the intention behind it.
I love that. Thanks, yeah. Kaylin. No, that's a great way to say that. I think I have never, so I wrote this Christmas song. I wrote this duet ultimately mm-hmm. for Jacqueline and I to sing, and it's Mary and Elizabeth, and it's focused on that. And that unlocked for me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want to stop writing these songs. And all of the study in the Bible that I'd been doing up until that point, and I didn't have a goal. I didn't expect these to be performed. I didn't know I was writing a show. I didn't know I was writing an album. I just thought, I just need to write this. And so Sam was like 2 at the time. So I'm literally pushing him in a stroller, and I'm thinking about Leo, or I'm calling my brother really quick, who's an awesome guitar player, piano player. I'm like, hey, can you like write a quick line for blah, 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 blah. I need a guitar part for this. And it was sort of like I was writing the project before it had a home or a venue or anything like mm-hmm. that. And one emerged, I think, about a year later.
Wow.
And got to do the full set, most of the set, mm-hmm. I think, at the time of Scene in the Line. And we've just been kind of faithfully doing it as mm-hmm. we can and when we can since.
Incredible. Yeah. You might be a little too humble to answer this. Is this a must-see, Kaylin?
It's an absolute must-see.
Absolute
must-see.
And
if you've seen it before, it's a must-see again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And especially, like, I only got to see parts of Scene face-to-face one time mm-hmm. at the Trust. That was the only yeah. time that I got to see it, yeah. and I am like so excited about the live, like the recording mm-hmm. of this, because I've been waiting with so much anticipation for, and I've known the backstory of like wanting to record it, and so like be there, because it's going to be special that you're in the room when it gets recorded, and mm-hmm. it's going to be special that you get to be a part of that. It's absolutely a must-see.
Absolutely.
Please come to the Junction Center to see it.
Yeah, and we're excited that it's happening at the Junction Center. We have our technical yep. team working on the recording and everything like that. Everybody's on board.
Yep.
It's going to be a fun project. Where can people get more information online?
Yeah, thejunctioncenter.com mm-hmm. is honestly going to be the best place. Go to the events section, and that's where you'll find tickets.
Yeah, there's all the information there. Get your tickets today, junctioncenterproductions.com. We'll talk with Christian more on the way. Music as well. Mark Schultz and Cody Carnes coming up.